Right, good morning, everybody. Good to see you. Thanks for getting together a couple minutes before schedule. Appreciate you being with us. Obviously, want to talk about the role of the athletic program in our upcoming With Illinois capital campaign. A lot of you have been paying attention. You saw here a couple weeks back, we had the announcement of our new university-wide capital fundraising campaign. The goal is $2.25 billion here for the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. It's a campaign that runs through 2022. I'd be delinquent. Some of you might have seen on Twitter last, I think it was Friday, had the chance to join our College of Business. Obviously, I'm a very proud alumnus of our College of Business. Had a chance to be at the public event celebrating the new gift from Larry and Beth Geese to name our College of Business the Geese College of Business. $150 million gift. The most significant gift in the history of our university. I think it's a great example of what can happen when you find people who share in a vision for excellence. It was exciting for me to stand there and listen to Jeff Brown, to listen to Larry Geese, to listen to our chancellor talk about having a pretty audacious goal, which is to build the greatest college of business in the world. And there they have the opportunity to combine that vision with resources and investment, and I think that there's a lot to be learned there as we work through this campaign for this university of trying to find those same kinds of strategic partners for different departments, different colleges, and certainly for the athletic program as well. So my congratulations to the Geese family and to Jeff Brown, who's been a colleague and a friend and very proud, as I said, alumnus of that college, and want to congratulate them on the excitement that lies ahead for that very special school. The goal for our athletic program, $300 million, very ambitious goal. I'm very proud. It's the second highest goal of any unit on our campus. I think that speaks well to the opportunity that we have through athletics to influence the University of Illinois. I think it speaks to the trust and confidence that the university has in us within the athletic program to generate those kinds of resources and support of the institution. We will divide those gifts into three broad buckets. The first one of those buckets will be $30 million for student-athlete enhancement. Those are things like academic services, student-athlete health care, athletic training, sports medicine, strength conditioning, travel, being sure that we're giving our student-athletes every opportunity to explore their full potential as students, as athletes, and as people. The second bucket will be for student scholarships, $70 million looking for in that area. We do fund 258.5 scholarships through the athletic program. That's the maximum allowed under NCAA rules for the sports that we sponsor. That bill, all told, now comes in at about $12 million a year. We expect that will continue to grow. We do pay full boat, if you will, to the university for every scholarship that we fund. So if we have an in-state student, we pay in-state tuition. If we have an out-of-state student, we pay out-of-state tuition. International student, international tuition. Any differential tuitions that might be charged by their respective colleges, we pay that as well. And so we ultimately, of that $12 million scholarship bill, we're funneling nearly $9 million directly back to the university in the form of tuition payments, fee assessments, and on-campus room and board. Last year, our annual fund generated about $7.5 million, and so there's not quite a $5 million delta there that we want to try and cover through this aggressive fundraising campaign. That was up about 5% year over year from the year before, and we expect to see continued growth in our annual fund as we move forward. The last bucket, certainly the most notable, is $200 million for capital projects. It's no secret that we have a number of facility efforts underway. We will be making a number of announcements over the course of the campaign talking about different projects for different sports, but we do expect over the course of these next 5 years to unveil plans to touch almost every student athlete in our program, every sport. It's something that is important to us as we sponsor a wide variety of sports, a broad-based program that we're focusing on the experience of all 450, nearly 500 student-athletes participating in our program. The centerpiece of that capital project effort is the Football Performance Center, something that we've talked about in this setting on a few different occasions. Design is nearing completion. We expect to break ground in early 2018. Expect to complete it in time for the 2019 season. None of that has changed. The project's roughly 110,000 square feet on two-plus levels. You can see we've got some renderings here by the podium. We also have a few more in the back, and then we released a full package of renderings prior to the press conference today. A couple things I'll draw your attention to. If you look at the rendering here on the far side, that's the main lobby as you come in off of 4th Street. It gives you some sense of the way that the building will lay out. As you look through that glass, the weight room is down one level. Those of you who have been over by our fields here, remember that the indoor practice facility is about 7 feet lower than the grass practice fields, and so the weight room will be on its own level that's on par with the indoor practice facility. You'll be able to walk directly from the weight room into the indoor space. You'll walk up 7 feet, and then you'll be on the first level of the building, which will have all of our player services, locker room, sports medicine space, student-athlete lounge, equipment room, fueling stations, and the like. You can kind of see that along the back of that main corridor there. And then the second level will be all coaches' offices, meeting rooms, and places for recruiting as well. The first level will have direct access out the south end. Here you can see from the athletic training room and from the locker room directly onto the grass practice fields as well. Total price tag of this project, as we put out previously, $79.2 million. In terms of the capital campaign, we expect to raise about $30 million of that through private funds. Thus far, we've had great success. We've raised nearly $20 million toward that effort in just about 1 year's time. I have had great conversations with a number of interested parties about continuing to finish off that campaign on that building and far exceed, I believe, that $30 million target. It's a very important project. I think everybody understands the role that football plays, not just in wins and losses, but in the overall mission of our athletic program and ultimately the role that football plays in advancing the interests of our university. And people have been very excited to be a part of that effort. And we continue to be very bullish on what's happening, both on the field and away from the field, to help propel Illinois football to a place of prominence, both within the conference and ultimately on the national stage. Last thing I'll say, and then open it up for questions. For me, I'm just continue to be excited about what some of you have heard me say this in different settings, the power of our athletic program to influence this university. I think that as people form their opinions about universities across the country, you've seen it time and again, where all of a sudden an institution takes a significant step forward in terms of its reputation, its visibility, its brand, and they're doing that on the backs of the athletic program. That's the goal here, right? The goal is to go out and develop a program that's on par in terms of its standard for excellence with everything else that's happening across this great institution. We can do that in athletics. We're on our way. And this capital campaign, this facility, and the other facilities projects that we'll announce over the coming years all are in line with having that vision become a reality, having this become one of the preeminent athletic programs in all of college athletics. So with that, I will stop and answer any questions that you guys might have.
Josh, clarification, you said on the Performance Center, $79.2 million and $30 million you expect from private donations, and 20 so far has been raised. Is that
correct?
But you could take more than $30 million.
We would always take more than $30 million. Absolutely.
Josh, you obviously have a huge vision. You said ambition. How much work does it take to get other people on board with that?
Yeah, it's a tremendous undertaking for all of us. We've got a wonderful development staff. A lot of our development officers are here in the room today. Howard Milton's our chief development officer, a position we put him in last summer, and that group has been very ambitious and aggressive in their activities. The first step, obviously, is engagement. We want people to feel a part of what we're doing. We've taken our show on the road here all across the country over the last 18 months and had a chance to speak routinely with folks about the narrative around Illinois athletics, the vision for Illinois athletics. And there's a thirst out there. People want our athletic program to be successful. And so there's a very open-minded audience that we've been meeting with over the last many months, and very excited about their partnership as we move forward.
Is it difficult with football transitioning, rebuilding, you know, from the ground up? You don't have the finished product yet to point to on the field. How you deal with that?
You're looking for people to invest, and you're looking for people to be a part of the build, a part of the process. I think that when somebody is there from ground zero, if you will, it makes the end result that much sweeter when they know that they were a part of making that transition, making that success possible. And so that's been a big part of our message, is that it's very easy for people to get excited and jump on the bandwagon once we're great. But it takes a special person to buy into that vision at the outset and be a part of helping us become great. And so that's been, I think, a pretty powerful message, and one that a lot of our alumni and friends have been very receptive to thus far.
Renderings to show so far, what kind of feedback have you gotten maybe on the Performance Center?
People are excited. They understand, and we've been pretty ambitious in our benchmarking, so we've done a lot of travel across the country. We've visited facilities that are housed by many of our peers, and so it's given us a chance to see what other people have, what's worked, what hasn't worked. We've taken some of our most influential donors with us on those trips and given them a chance in the same day to see facilities at some other schools, and then come back and show them what we have here and allow them to make personal comparisons. And so it's pretty evident where the work is needed. It's pretty evident that we have a great opportunity in front of us, and people have been very excited about jumping on and being a part of that with us.
What's worked and what hasn't worked? What have you seen that hasn't worked?
Well, I think that you have a chance to look around and see, are they investing their resources in the right parts of their facility? Everybody has lists of things that they would do differently if they have a chance to come through and do something again. And so sometimes maybe they wouldn't emphasize a particular space or area the same way that they would having hindsight. Things that in terms of efficiency of space has been a real focus for us. As we put the layout together, we want to be sure that it follows a logical path, whether it's a path for our players on a day-to-day basis, how they move from the equipment room to the locker room to the training room to the meeting rooms, or whether it's a path that a recruit would take on his visit, how he moves through the front lobby and then on into the rest of the building. And are we presenting information in the right order? Are we presenting it in a compelling way? And so you're able to see things that at the other schools, again, whether it's in terms of efficiency, whether it's in terms of their recruiting presentation, whether it's in terms of the spaces that they've emphasized, that we may do a little bit differently as we go forward.
Where would you say this would put you guys in the Big Ten? Is it top tier, or where you guys want to be?
Absolutely. I think this will absolutely put us in the top tier. I do think that in the recruiting process, I don't know that it's quite as logical sometimes as we want to make it out to be. So I don't know that a lot of recruits sit there with a piece of paper and they say, well, Illinois' locker room is here versus Michigan State's locker room versus Penn State's locker room, Illinois' weight room. Okay, let's go through the list and rank that. Let's go through the – I don't know that it's – they go room by room and say – I think it's more of a basic feel and an understanding of the commitment that an institution has made to advancing the interests of the football program. So I think in some cases it's almost like table stakes. Like, this is what's necessary to get in the game to compete at the highest level for some of these recruits. And I think that this will absolutely put us in the upper echelon of the conference in terms of our facilities.
Viability study, when you're investing tens of millions of dollars into football, about just the future of football as a sport, given CTE, declining attendance, have you done any of that kind of work?
The future of football, I think, is something that we're all curious to watch. We understand that the game has taken some shots, no pun intended here, over the last number of years. It still remains a great game. It still continues to be the most popular game that I think this country has ever seen. And we're continuing to work very aggressively to make the game safer, to make it more attractive to our fans, to do things in and around the game that bring people into the stands, that keep television viewership at a high level. But there's no question that the game, and I think athletics as a whole, are evolving. And so we're always monitoring that evolution and trying to do our best to predict future trends and how we can make appropriate adjustments and plans for what may or may not happen in the future.
Are there any set plans for the facilities that are already inside Memorial Stadium that the football team uses?
Nothing set. We're working on working through a number of different contingency plans there. We do have some things that are backed up a little bit behind the hockey decision. We're waiting to see what direction hockey ultimately goes and how that facility ultimately will capture different resources that we may need for the department. So we'll see which direction that goes, and then ultimately that will have some level of input on what happens with our current football spaces.
On that, feedback you've
got? Nothing to update there. The feasibility study's ongoing. We're working with the consultants, and like everybody else, anxious to hear how that comes out.
How do you see that maybe fitting with this 5-year plan that you're going with now?
The hockey project. It was not part of our calculus in putting our numbers together as we arrived at the $300 million goal. That wasn't counting on X number of million dollars for hockey. So if we are able to bring the hockey thing across the finish line, that would be above and beyond what we've contemplated for the campaign. But we do see it as a tremendous opportunity. I remain as excited about that possibility as I've been. I think that the opportunity is there for us to have a great hockey program and to really transform part of our community and benefit ultimately a lot of our student athletes through the facility upgrades that hockey would make possible.
This weekend, taking the football team to Purdue, obviously a place close to your heart.
Sure.
Taking them there for the first time as the athletic director, and was there a chance of you ending up at Purdue in high school?
A lot of questions there. No, I'm looking forward to going back home. Obviously, my parents, I grew up about 10 minutes from Ross-Ade Stadium. Went to a lot of Purdue football games and even more Purdue basketball games when I was a young kid. So anytime you have a chance to go back into your hometown and be around your friends and family in a setting like this one, it'll be special. So I only got the chance to play there once when I was a student athlete. They came off the schedule my junior and senior years, and so we played them here at home my freshman year, and then we played over there my sophomore year. So it'll be pretty special for me to be back and hopefully go out there and get a much-needed win against an opponent that I think is on the rise as well. In terms of opportunity, yeah, I did. I had the opportunity to go to Purdue when I was in high school, and like a lot of kids, I think I wanted to try something a little bit differently. I didn't know a lot of people who'd ever gone to Illinois, and not a lot of people I think would describe Illinois as exotic, but I had the chance to cross the state line and go someplace where a lot of people from my hometown anyway hadn't gone, and so it was a bit of an exotic location for me and just a great fit.
Other projects you mentioned might be part of this 5-year plan. Can you speak yet to what might be on the top of that list? I know hockey is maybe not, but the other sports, you said you want to touch all of them. Can you speak to what the priorities would be?
No, I think that would be speculation at this point. We have a lot of projects that we've put together that some of it will have to do with finding necessary money. Obviously, as we work through a campaign like this, it's trying to match donor interest with programmatic opportunity, and so sometimes you have a group of projects maybe in your top five, and then if all of a sudden you're able to identify a donor and a financial opportunity, that might move it up to the top of the list. And so I think it'd be premature at this point to put any projects out there in particular.
And is the south end zone and anything in the east side, is that still a possibility too with all this?
Oh, absolutely. No question that we want to continue to make sure that we're maintaining this incredible facility. We're coming up on the 100th birthday of Memorial Stadium in 2023, and it would be great if we were able to put some plans together to get the final pieces of that project in place prior to that. But you never know. There's a lot of moving parts there, and certainly we need to do right by this great building, though.
We've got time for about one.
Joshua, could we have a donor significant enough with this project to include naming rights?
We hope to before it's all said and done, yeah.
Just the coaches have talked about trusting the process, and even that they say that's difficult. Just what about you? Is the guy who's trying to start all this? What's this been like for you?
It's easy in the summer. We can look in the crystal ball and see, look, we've got a young roster. We don't have a lot of experience. It's one thing to say it's going to be a growth season. It's another thing to live the growth season. And so we're in the middle of that now. We all understand that. I've never seen anything. I've been following college football a long time. I've never seen the numbers of youth that we're playing right now is really unprecedented. And you compare that to a freshman class like when I was here, it's exactly inverted in terms of the number of people who are playing versus the number of people who are redshirting. And not just seeing a few minutes, seeing significant minutes, seeing starting minutes. And so I am like everybody else. Would we love to go out and win every game? Obviously we would. But we're trying to look much more carefully at what's happening on the field. Are we seeing progress? Are we seeing development? And the answer to all those questions is absolutely yes. And so I hope our fans are taking the time to really peel some layers back on the onion and see all the good things that are happening here with Illinois football. There's a lot to be positive about. There's a lot of good things happening. And it hasn't translated yet to wins and losses, but it will. And we're all excited for when those days start to come.
All right. I promise, Josh, we can.
Guys, thank you.